不知道各位知不知道今天下午有什么事情？
You know what happened this afternoon?
Oh, okay.
Super Bowl.
所以还是有些人还是跟得上时代的哈。
So we're pretty up to date.
不过感谢主，这个是在我们聚会以后的事情。
Praise the Lord, it happened after the service.
不然我们这边会少很多人啊。
Otherwise, probably less people would join us for service.
教会这一阵子，参与的一个一对一的传福音的侍奉。
We started a one-on-one evangelism training.
所以大家想学习怎么样我能够把福音传给我的认识的人。
We want to learn how to spread the gospel to people we know.
但是我们要传这个好的消息给别人，我如果对耶稣他所做的事情我如果不了解的话，我很难告诉对方。
How can we spread the good news if we don't really understand what Jesus has done for us?
他来到这个世界，他有一个很清楚明白他所做的事情是什么。
So he had a purpose coming to this world.
所以我们要把这个福音传给别人的话，我们要知道说你的心意是什么，那我要按照你的心意来做这个事情。
So you have to know your heart to spread the gospel.
在约翰福音第五章的地方有讲到一些的事情。
So there's something in John book 5.
耶稣呢医治了一个38年躺卧的一个病人。
So Jesus healed an invalid for 38 years.
他医治他的时候让他叫他起来行走。
So he said, stand and go.
并且拿起你的褥子离开。
And take your mattress with you.
但是他这件事情做完以后呢，有一群的人呢，非常的不高兴。
But when he did this, some people were very unhappy.
这是一群犹太的宗教徒。
So they're religious Jewish people.
所以这里解答说，犹太人就逼迫耶稣，为什么呢？因为他在安息日做了医治这个人的事情。
And Jews start persecuting him because he healed this person on the Sabbath.
结果耶稣回答说。我父做事直到如今我也做事。
Then Jesus replied, My father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
这些犹太人对他逼迫呢，起头的原因是因为他在安息日医治了一个病人。
Because Jesus healed someone at Sabbath.
因为犹太教里面认为说安息日你什么事情都不可以做的。
You're not supposed to do anything on Sabbath.
所以耶稣在安息日做了一件事，他做了医治人，把一个病了38年的人医治好。所以你做了事情，所以你犯了安息日。
Jesus healed something of a person invalid for 38 years old. He did something. That's why he did something wrong during the Sabbath.
所以也就是说，耶稣在安息日医治这件事情已经是对他们来讲是一个很严重的事情了。
So it's a serious matter to do something on Sabbath.
结果接下来耶稣讲的这句话呢？其实比刚才所发生这个事情呢还更严重。
But Jesus something angered them even more.
他说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”
He said, "My father is always at his work to this very day. Now I too am working."
本来是要逼迫耶稣的。
They want to prosecute Jesus.
但是接下来讲，他接下来说，所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因为他不但犯了安息日这件事情。并且他自己称神是他的父亲，把自己和神当成平等了。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以我们今天是在这个背景之下，耶稣讲出来我要做的事情是做什么事情。
So this is the background Jesus told us what he intended to do.
因为他说我父做事直到如今。我也做事，所以他接下来要告诉他们说 我所做的事情是什么事情。
So he said my father is always at his work. That's why he's telling us what he was doing.
所以接下来他要讲的是这个事情是在什么一个气氛之下呢？是人要逼迫他要杀他的这个气氛之下他讲他要做的事情。
So he told us the following under circumstances that people tried to kill him.
所以弟兄姐妹我们今天盼望能够明白耶稣来到这个地上他要做的到底是做什么事情。
So we want to understand the purpose of Jesus coming to this world.
即使是在一个被逼迫之下被杀的情况之下他还是讲说我要做的事情是什么。
Even under persecution, he still tried to do what he intended to do.
好，那我今天我想问弟兄姐妹， 如果你能够回答，你就回答哈，你就举手一下都好，是开放性的。
So I have an open question to you. You can answer. Just go ahead and maybe raise your hand.
你认为耶稣来到这个地上，他要做的事情是什么
？What's the purpose of Jesus coming to this world?
好，救人。
Okay,
to save people.
Save people. Yeah.
还有没有
？Anything else?
就一个人可以回答、啊、把神显给我们看。
So show God's glory to us.
还有没有
？Anything else?
他的
恩广大。So His love is immense.
好。好。更了解上帝。
So through Jesus, we will know God better.
所以这样的话表示我今天可以讲到的。
So means my sermon is pretty much done.
不是，我可以讲，因为。
So he can, yeah. So my sermon can proceed.、
Okay. 今天我们要谈的是主的职事。
So we're talking about Lord's ministry.
他来到这个世上，他要做的事情是做什么事情
？His purpose coming to this world.
如果我们不了解耶稣自己想做的事情。我们自己去做我们认为耶稣要想做的事情，有时候就产生很大的误差。
So if we don't understand Lord's ministry, we thought we do His will, but we are not.
耶稣在那样的气氛之下呢，他就回答他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只就是我凭着自己，我不能做什么事，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做；父所做的事，子也照样做。”
So under the circumstances, Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
有时候传道人常常要讲一个很直接明白的话给大家。
Sometimes we try to preach something straightforward.
但是今天我一开始的时候，我要讲一些让你混乱的事情。
But today I try to confuse you.
你会本来会觉得说，我本来知道的清清楚楚，怎么听了这个讲道以后，怎么更迷糊了
？So I, you may thought you knew something, but after today's sermon, you will be confused.
注意看，耶稣自己讲说：“我凭着自己，我不能做什么，只有我看见父所做的，我才能够做。”
Because he said, "I can do nothing by myself. He can do only what he see his father's doing."
那我们后来看见耶稣做了很多的事情。
So we saw many things Jesus has done.
耶稣医病赶鬼。
So he healed the sick and drove out demons.
他把瞎子医好，给他看见。
He made the blind see.
让瘸腿的能够行走。
Lame walk.
甚至包括那个38年躺卧的人，他也医治好了。
And he healed the invalid for 38 years.
注意这里耶稣说，如果我自己不能凭自己不能做什么，只有看见父所做的，我才能做。
He said he can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father's doing.
那我请问，天父有没有曾经做过这些事情？医病赶鬼，使瞎眼的看见，这些事情父有没有做过
？Has his father has done those things, healing the blind, and so on and so forth?
有没有
？Has he?
啊？有没有
？Yes. No.
认为有的举手。
Raise.
哦、没有的呢
saying, yes,
举手看看没有
no,、
哦、所以多数还是对的、啊、
OK so majority said
因为父从来没有在地上 行神迹 给大家看对不对
because the father never did any miracle on this world
那耶稣会这么讲呢唯有我看见父所做的我才能够做那父没有做啊那为什么他在那里做呢
so what he said he can do least what he see his father doing even though we haven't seen father done anything here
有点 混乱了对不对
So it's confusing.
好，我现在帮助你们更混乱。
So I try to confuse you even more.
他说：“父爱子呢，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。”
For the Father loves the Son and show him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
所以我们注意看父，天父曾经做过什么事情
？So what has Father done?
在圣经里面。父曾经做过什么事情
？What has Father done in the Bible？
创造，我想大家都知道，对不对
？Created the heaven and earth。
但是接下来，在圣经里面没有记载说父直接来做什么事情。
Then nothing recorded in the Bible God Father has done anything directly to us.
但是这里讲 他就说父爱子，并且将他所做的一切事，父已经所做的一切事情都指给耶稣看。
So he said, Father did everything and showed it to Jesus.
接下来我们来看，他说父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it.
在圣经里面有没有看见过父叫死人起来过？
Did you see anything Father have the dead revive?
有人点头，是谁？谁曾经哪件事情父天父叫死人起来？
So which incidents in the Bible that Father raised the dead?
有没有
anyone?
如果在圣经耶稣的记载的里面有名有姓的，或者有形容很确定的，有几个人被耶稣医治，让他从死里复活？有几个？
So how many Jesus has raised from the dead?
有四个。
There were four.
但是父神从来没有在任何的情况之下使死人复活。
But nothing recorded that Father raised the dead.
那为什么在这里耶稣这样说，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着呢？
So why even the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it?
这句话又冲突了，因为他说我只有看见父所做的我才做。
So just as the Father raised the dead, that's contradictory.
那也就是说父的意思的话我才会做的。
So Father showed him how to before.
但是这里却说只随着自己的意思使人，我有自己的意思，那就是不是不是父的意思呢？
But here says, so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it out of his own will.
接下来他又说，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
那如果父不审判，我子怎么，我没有看见你做的，我怎么会做呢？
Since Father didn't judge and Son hasn't seen it, how can he judge?
各位有没有稍微混乱一点，迷糊一点呢？
So are you confused yet?
还没有吗？
Not yet.
好，那我继续让你们 更多的迷糊，好不好？
So let me proceed.
接下来他说，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样，不尊敬子的，就不尊敬差子来的父。
That all many honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
是谁比较大？
So who is bigger?
所以这个是下一个问题。好，接下来我们 来思想。他说，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
在这里是说听我的话的，而却不是从父那里来的。
So I tell you the truth, it's not from the Father.
你听我的话就可以了。
So I tell you the truth, hear me, hear my word.
但是他说，前面最早前面说唯有看见父做的，子才能够做。
But earlier he said, I only do what the Father show me.
所以，如果不真的了解到底主耶稣要做什么，我们要去传，事实上我们所传的，事实上是差距就很大很大了。
If you really don't know Jesus, then how can you spread the news? There's a gap.
好，我们刚才所读过的这个经文，你认为耶稣要做来到这个世上，他要做的事情是做什么事情
？So then, after reading the verse, so what's the purpose of Jesus coming to this world?
刚才我这样读过，你们能够抓得到耶稣他说他要做什么事情
？So can you catch what Jesus has done?
有没有可以答复的
？So any answer from you?
有没有
？Anyone?
那表示我成功了，我让你们更迷糊了。
So I succeeded in confusing you.
好，我们在这里来思想一件事情。
So let's think about one thing.
他说，只凭着自己不能做什么事，唯有看见父所做的。所以这个看见不是我们今天所讲的眼睛的看见。
The son can do nothing by himself. He can do only he see his father doing. So probably not witnessing.
在灵界来讲，在 三一神的灵界的事情来讲的话，神做事的方法跟我们人的思想不太一样的。
Spiritually speaking, Triune God did things differently than what we can perceive.
神思想、神说话、神做事是同一件事情。
So when God think, speak, and do are the same thing.
他们这些过程里面没有什么区别的。
There's no difference between thinking, speaking, and doing among God.
所以上帝说有就有了。
So when God say, it achieved.
所以他不需要说，然后等一下我再经过一段时间再来做，他没有这样的困难在。
So it's not speaking, wait for to do.
所以这里讲到说。 唯有看见父所做的，看见跟父所做的，其实就只要父一思想的话，这些他所看见、他所做都出来了。 So
if you know what Father is thinking, then it's done.
所以这个意思是什么？就是讲到是只做父的旨意要做的事情。So
Son is performing Father's will.
所以在 父跟子之间的关系里面呢，父怎么想，事情子就怎么做，这两个是没有任何的区别的。When
Father thinks, Son does, there's no difference gap between.
并且他说，父把一切事情都指给他看，也就是说，父把他的心思里面所想的都呈现给子。Father
loves the Son and show him all he does.
还要将比这更大的事指给他，这个这更大这件事是什么事？就是讲到那医好38年的那个事情，还要更大的事情。So
the greater things bigger than healing the invalid for 38 years old.
因为犹太人来控告他的时候说，你在安息日怎么敢做这个事情呢？
Because the Jew accused him healing this person on Sabbath.
那这时候耶稣要告诉他们就说，你知道我是父所差来的。 父所想，我就怎么做。我们之间是没有隔阂的。Because
Father think and the Son does, there's no gap in between.
你们为这个我医好38年病人的事情这样的争执之下，我告诉你，我还要做比这个还要更大的事情。You
accuse me of me healing on Sabbath, I will do something even greater.
接下来他说，父要做一件事情，父要叫死人起来，使他们活着。
Father raise the dead and give them life.
在英文讲得很好，叫死人起来，要给他们生命。Because
in English, raise the dead and gives life.
他说，子也要照样随自己的意思，使人活着。So
the Son gives life to whom He is pleased to give it.
所以在这里说，随自己的意思，这句话呢，事实上不是说父你有你的意思，我有我的意思。So
He is pleased means Father's will and His will.
也就是父的意思就是他的意思。So
his will is Father's will.
父跟子之间没有隔阂的。There's
no gap between Father and Son.
所以就是父要做的事情是什么？是叫死人起来，使他们活着，给他们生命。Because
Father raised the dead and gives them life.
好，所以他说我要做什么事情呢？我来到这个地上只做一件事情。第一件事情就是叫死人起来，给他们生命，使他们活着。So
that's why Son came to this world, give life.
这是主耶稣来到地上他的职事。So
that's his ministry on earth.
第二件他的职事是说，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。Then
Father judged no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
所以他第二件事情，他是来做审判的事情。So
second ministry of Jesus is judgment.
好，接下来他要来告诉。 他既然把他要来到这个世上所做的两件事情说明，第一个叫死人起来，使人复活；第二件事情要做审判。So
two things of his ministry, give life and judgment.
那接下来他就要解释说，我怎么样使死人能够起来，让他们给他们生命呢？Then
he wants to explain how he raised the dead and give life.
弟兄姐妹，我们出去传福音的时候，你要知道，你参与了耶稣要做的事情。
So spreading the gospel means we join the ministry of the Jesus.
我们的重点不是让他觉得说我很有爱心啊，你看这个基督教这么好，这个不是重点的。
So showing them love and the benefit of being a Christian is not what matters.
乃是叫你能够起来，你这个人事实上就是一个死人。
Because the worldly people, in a way, are all dead.
所以他说，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。
So who has earned eternal life who did not come down, he crossed over from death to life because he hears my word and believe him.
不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
He has crossed over from death to life.
这个是告诉人说，我来做叫死人起来给他生命的事情，我是怎么做法的。
That's he showed us how to raise the dead.
他的做法很简单，就是听我的话，然后又信差我来者的是谁，你就得到那个生命了。
So it's simple. Hear my word and believe him who sent me.
所以我们去传福音的时候呢，我们不带上帝的话，不带耶稣的话的话，人没有办法得救的。
So when we spread the gospel without God's word, we cannot save people's life.
我们可以说我们做一些服务的工作，表达爱心的方法，可是一直把上帝的耶稣的话呢扣在那里不给人。
So if we just show love and serve without telling God's word,
难以启齿啊，我们很难把圣经的话给人啊。
Sometimes feel so difficult to spread the gospel, the word from the Bible.
你要看得见，在灵里面能够看见对方的心灵在那里呼喊，给我上帝的话，给我上帝的话。
You have to see the heart from the non-believer cry out, giving me God's words, giving me God's words.
你看外面的这一层以为他不需要，他事实上他的灵在那里呼喊，给我上帝的话。
Sometimes from outside you cannot tell, but inward the non-believer crying out, give me God's word.
所以那听我话的意思就是，那听见圣经所里面所说的话，就是听到耶稣的话。
So hear my words means hearing Jesus.
所以我们要带着神的话出去传给人。
So we need to deliver God's word to spread the gospel.
如果讲尴尬时刻呢，是短暂的。
Sometimes you are hesitant, but should be just a short period of time.
但是那个尴尬的时刻一过了以后呢，你就会发现人的灵如果是神要拣选他的话，他就打开了。
So if you overcome the short hesitancy, then their heart will be open.
接下来他说，又信差我来者的。
And then you have to believe who sent me.
这件事情不是我们能够做的。
This is not up to us.
这是圣灵才能够做的。
Only Spirit can do it.
因为差他来者是这位天父。
Because God sent Jesus.
眼睛看不见了。
We cannot see God.
手摸不到了。
Cannot touch him.
只有圣灵可以做这件事情。
Only Spirit can make us understand this.
所以要让一个人能够信这位耶稣是神天父所差来的，只有圣灵能够做这个工作。
Only Spirit can convince people to believe in God.
所以我们要出去传福音的时候，不但带着神的话，我们要仰望这位圣灵，才有办法把福音传出去，让人得生命。
So we need to rely on Holy Spirit to spread the gospel with God's words to save life.
如果缺了这两样，我们用其他的方法去传是没有效果的。
So without those, there's no use spreading the gospel and no effects.
耶稣来到这个世上，他就是做这件事情，这是他的职事。
So this is his ministry.
所以我们要愿意出去传的话，我们也要跟随他的脚步跟他的方式。
So spreading the gospel, we need to follow Jesus' ministry.
接下来他说，在什么时候要做这个事情呢？
Then when should we do this?
二十五节说，我实实在在告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是时候了。
So I tell you the truth, a time is coming, and now has come.
也就是说，他要把这个生命给人呢，是就在这个时候。
So he gives life right at this moment.
对我们来讲，我们去接触那些朋友的时候，就在这个时候。
So when we touch our friend, that's the moment.
接下来耶稣讲了一句话，他说，死人要听见神儿子的声音。
So when the dead will hear the voice of the Son.
这个死人是指什么样呢？
So what kind of people are dead?
这个死人不是坟墓里面的人。
It's not the dead people in the grave.
是我们眼睛看得到活着在那里走动的那些人。
It's those walking dead.
那什么叫做死人呢？为什么用这种耶稣为什么用这么难听的名称呢？
Why Jesus used the dead?
这个死人的话，我们要理解，其实根据的生跟死的区别在哪里呢？
What's between difference life and death?
那就要看那个主体跟客体是谁，就 subject 跟 object 是谁。
So what's the object? What's the subject?
如果你的邻居住在你的隔壁，但是你从来没有跟他打过招呼，从来没有跟他握过手。
So your next door neighbor, you never say hello to him or shake his hand.
或是从来没有跟他争吵过。
Or never argue with him.
或从来没有帮助过他。
Or never help him with anything.
你们彼此为邻居好多年了。
So you've been neighbor for many, many years.
如果以你做主体的话。
So if you're the subject.
他是死的。
So he was dead to you.
因为你们两个之间没有任何关系。
Because there's no interaction between you and your neighbor.
那你是主体的话，你看他，他是死的。
So if you're a subject, when you look at him, he was considered dead.
这个宇宙的主体是谁呢？
So what's the subject in this universe?
这个宇宙的主体就是上帝。
So it's God.
我们常常倒过来，我们以我们做主体。
So sometimes we thought we're the subject.
所以觉得我思故我在。
I think therefore I am.
所以觉得我活着，我什么事情我都可以做判断。
So I can judge anything.
但是人却不知道自己的寿命是非常有限的。
But nobody knows our life are limited.
七八十年过去了，你就没有了。
So 70, 80 years, then no more.
你走了以后，五年之后，几乎没有人会去想你的。
5 years after you pass away, nobody noticed you even exist.
真的没有什么人会去在想你的。
Nobody ever think about you after you pass away for 40.
这样一个短暂的生命，还认为自己是主体。
So with such a transient life, you think you're the subject of this world.
这不是一个很大的笑话吗？
So it's a joke.
但是这位上帝呢？从人类还没有之前，他就已经有了。
But God exists before the universe.
在你还没有出现之前，他就已经有了。
Before you were even born.
等到你走了以后，他还是有的。
He exists after you are gone.
他才是主体啊。
So he's the subject of this universe.
你跟他有没有关系？
Any relationship between you and him?
如果你跟他没有关系的话，他从主体来看你，你是死的。
So from his point of view, if you don't have any relationship with him,You're considered dead.
你也可以忙忙碌碌过，创造一个很辉煌的人生。
You think you live a good life.
但是你跟这位主体没有任何关系。
But you don't have any interaction with the God.
你是死人啊。
So to him, you're dead.
圣经讲的是真话。
So this is true in the Bible.
虽然不好听啊。
So it's not appealing.
但是死人有希望。
But dead people has hope.
耶稣说，死人要听见神儿子的声音。
So you have to hear the voice of the Son.
他说：“一听见的话，那个人就会活起来。”
And those who hear will live.
你听他的声音，你相信他，你就跟他建立了关系了。
So hear the voice and believe, then you have relationship with God.
你就跟这位主体就发生了关系。
Then you have interaction with him.
因为他是主体，而且是永远永恒的主体。
Because he's eternal subject.
所以你跟他建立了这个关系以后，不管时间再长短，你的存在，你的永恒，你是在永恒的里面。
So once you have interaction with him, you exist in eternity.
你就不需要再面对这个，在上帝来看你是死人这件事情。
So you don't need to face death before God.
所以这个是耶稣在这里讲说，死人要听见神儿子的声音。
So that's why you need to hear the voice of the Son.
弟兄姐妹，我们出去传福音的时候，你要用属灵的眼睛看人啊。
So you need to look upon the non-believer with a spiritual eye.
但是不要讲出来啊。
But don't say it though.
好多人都是死人啊。
Because they're considered walking dead spiritually.
你去跟他握手啊，其实你心里说这个死人啊，你需要听到神儿子的声音啊。
So when you shake hands, you're thinking, oh, he's spiritual dead. You need the voice of God.
但是你千万不要说出来哦。
But don't say it.
你是个死人。
You're a dead person in front of him, in his face.
但是他需要的是什么？
But what he needs.
他只需要听见神儿子的声音，不是听见你的声音啊。
You need to hear the voice of the Son of God, not your voice.
我们常常想要去传福音，都是告诉别人自己的声音，一大堆一大套一大套的东西。
So you, when you spread the gospel, you're telling others your experience.
他的灵在那里等啊，神儿子的声音呢？
So the spirit is waiting for the voice of Son of God.
你说我的声音比神儿子的声音还美妙，你为什么不听呢？
So you were wondering why my voice is so loud and nice, and he didn't hear it.
一听见神儿子的声音，他就活起来了，他就跟神有关系了。
When you hear the voice of the Son of God, those will live.
我们传福音的人把这个救命的药呢藏起来，然后跟他玩其他的花样。
So Astro was playing games without sharing what matters.
这样叫做有爱心吗？
Do we really show our love this way?
真的有爱心吗？
Really showing our love?
他的灵在那里等，说神的儿子的声音可不可以给我？
The Spirit was waiting.
不急不急不急，你先看我这个人表演给你看，我多有爱心。
But you want to show your own love to them.
为什么会这件事是他需要听到神的儿子可以成就呢？
How can you achieve life?
他说，因为父怎样在自己里有生命。
For as the Father has life in himself.
这位创造宇宙万物的天父呢，他的里面。有生命。
The Creator has life in Himself.
他是生命的源头。
He's the origin of life.
这个生命就是神自己的生命。
So it's a life in Himself.
这个生命就是永远的生命。
So it's a life in eternity.
这是永生。
So it's eternal life.
接下来他说，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。
So He has granted the Son to have life in Himself.
所以父跟子的关系里面有一个东西是不可能拆毁的。
So there's one thing between father and son.
就是父里面有什么生命，子里面也有父的生命，这个才叫做父子的关系。
So there's a life between son and father. They share the life.
所以这位耶稣他是神的儿子，所以他有天父的生命在他的里面。
So son of God has the life of God.
儿子一定是有父亲的生命。
So the son has life in himself.
当这位神的儿子耶稣基督如果进到你的里面的时候，
When the Son of God enter your life,
你里面有了什么？
Then what do you have?
你里面有了耶稣。
Then you have Jesus in you.
你里面有了耶稣的生命。
You have life of Jesus.
这个生命是什么生命呢？
So what life of Jesus is?
这个生命就是父的生命。
So it's a life of Father.
所以当神的儿子的生命在你里面，你就有永生了。
So when the Son of Light enter your life, you have eternal life.
那神的儿子的生命怎么样联系到你我呢？
So how can Son's life connect to you and me?
神的儿子的生命在哪里呢？
So where's the life of Son?
神的儿子的生命就在他的话的里面。
It's in His Word.
所以这本圣经里面，他的话就是神儿子的生命。
So Bible, God's words, God's life.
所以你接受了神圣经里面的话的时候，你就接受了神儿子的生命，你就得着父所给的永生。
So if you receive the word from Bible, you receive Son's life, and you receive Father's life, you have eternal life.
所以他才主耶稣才会说，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
So the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
如果用白话来说的话，就是说跟上帝没有关系的所谓的死人呢，你如果听见圣经神对神说出来的话 的话呢，你就活了。
The dead has no relation with God, but once hear the voice of Son, then you will have life.
所以耶稣来到这个地上，他要做的事情是什么？他是让死人叫他起来，并且给他生命，给他永生。这是在神的话语里面就赐给他了。
So Jesus' ministry is raise the dead, give life, give His word.
所以，如果耶稣他来到这个世上，说是在给生命的，让这个死人能够听到。所以我们去传的时候，就知道他的做法是这样做，我们岂可以改变吗
？So Jesus come to give His word to give life. So how can we change this way to spread the gospel?
所以，如果我们去跟慕道的朋友接触的时候，盼望在跟他交谈的当中，一定有圣经的话语出去。
So when we share with seeker, you must share God's word.
你有对上帝的话，你有信心吗
Do you have faith in God's word?
你有没有相信有这样的信心说相信神的话比你所自己所讲的话还有功效吗？
So do you believe God's words is more effective than your own word?
如果你真的相信的话，你就会把上帝的话传出去。
If you truly believe, then you will spread God's word.
所以主耶稣来到地上所做第一件事情就是叫死人复活。
So the thing for God's ministry on earth, raise the dead.
死人复活意思就是说本来跟上帝是没有关系的，就是死的意思。
Death has no relationship with God.
把上帝的话给你以后，你跟上帝就有关系的，这就叫复活。
You give God's words, then you give life.
所以这是第一件事情，使死人复活。
So that's the first thing, raise the dead, give life.
第二件事情呢，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
He is the Son of Man, and He was given Him authority to judge.
所以主耶稣来到地上做的第二件事情就是审判。
So Jesus' second ministry is judge.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有注意到这里有一个字？他说“人子
”，Son of Man。
这里就是讲到说，他来解释说，为什么他把天父把审判的权柄交给我呢
？Why He has authority to judge？
因为我是人子。
Because He's the Son of Man.
其实。意思就是因为我是人
Because he's man
所以才能够做审判的事情
So that he can judge
弟兄姐妹如果看圣经的时候你注意到耶稣是一个完完全全的人
So if you notice in Bible Jesus is a complete man
他是一个全能的上帝他自己甘愿受约束啊，道成了肉身
So he's almighty come to earth to live among us in flesh.
他愿意受这个肉体的约束呢，局限变成一个人。
So he's willing to be limited in flesh to be a man.
这样的一个人来到这世界的时候，他会饿，他也会渴。
So he will hunger and he will thirst.
他会发怒，他会欢乐。
So he will be angry and he will be happy.
他会哭，他甚至会哀嚎。
So he cried and he yelled.
所以他有人的一切。
So he had everything just like us.
所以他说，因为他是人子。
Because he's son of man.
他在另外的场合他说他是神子，对不对
？Also he's son of God.
所以他来审判我们的时候，他不是用神的儿子、神子的方法来审判我们。
So he has authority to judge because he's son of God.
他是用人子的方法来审判我们。
But he's judge us with son of man.
所以审判一定是有一个标准的。
So there's a criteria to judge.
那我们就来试讲，那耶稣，你那时候审判的标准是什么东西呢
？So what's his criteria to judge?
这个标准如果达到的，就不会受审，甚至还会得到奖赏；如果达不到的话，那就要受刑罚。
So once we reach criteria, we won't be judged and we'll be blessed. But if not, we'll be punished.
所以弟兄姐妹，你觉得耶稣将来要审判你的时候，他的标准是什么东西呢？
So you want to know his standard for judgment.
是不是每一个礼拜天都来参加主日聚会、啊、这个就不会被审了
Did that show up every Sunday for worship?
如果偷懒偷偷跑去看 Super Bowl、啊、那个将来在那边一定审你
So if you skip church to watch Super Bowl then you will be judged.
或者是说你做的事情 像那个电脑一样都把你登记下来到了时候审判的时候就把所有的资料就放出来然后一件一件的来审你吗
So during Judgment Day, they would go over the record of your life.
标准是什么
？So what's the standard?
可能那个人去利用 Super Bowl 的时间跑到足球场去，他不是去只是看球赛，他是在那个地方发单张传福音啊。
Maybe he's going to the Super Bowl to spread the track.
所以标准到底怎么定呢
？So what's the standard?
这个审判的标准，他说因为。我是人子。
The standard is because he's the son of man.
所以弟兄姐妹，将来审判的标准就是这位人子，你跟他比较。
So you compare yourself to the son of man.
你站在耶稣的旁边。
So you stand next to Jesus.
然后比较看看两个差别多少。
And compare with him.
这个就是审判的方法。
So that's the standard for judgment.
因为耶稣跟你说，我也会饿，我也会渴。
Because he as a man will hunger and thirst.
我会发怒，我也会欢笑。
So he'll be angry and he'll be happy.
我会哭，我也会疲倦。
So I can cry and I will be tired too.
我没有一样比你多。
So I'm no more than you.
我也没有一样比你少。
No less than you.
我在世上33年半的时间，我这样的过日子。
So I spent 33.5 years on earth just like you.
所以在一个肉身的里面，我应该可以这样的方法来过日子的。
So in flesh, I live my life.
你跟我比较看看。
So compare you to me.
你跟我像不像？
Do you just like me?
这就是审判的意思。
So that's a standard judgment.
我们今天从圣经里面的了解的话，就这个这件事情很简单的用一个名词来讲，叫做属灵的生命。
So we're judged about our spiritual life.
你的属灵的生命跟耶稣的属灵的生命相同吗？
Compare your spiritual life to Jesus' spiritual life.
相近吗？
So is it similar? Close?
如果你的生命跟他相近的时候，你就得到赏赐了。
So if your spiritual life close to Jesus, then you will be rewarded.
所以属灵的生命这件事情，第一个看的是有没有。
So spiritual life to see whether you have it or not.
如果你没有接受这位耶稣，让他的生命进到你里面的话，你是没有属灵的生命的。
If you haven't accept Jesus entering your life, you don't have spiritual life.
所以你如果没有属灵的生命的话，你没有办法在天堂里面度过一秒钟啊。
So if you don't have spiritual life, you have no place in heaven.
就好像 一只鱼啊，它有鱼的生命，但是它没有人的生命。
Just like fish is fish, doesn't have the life of man.
鱼它只能在水里面过日子。
So live have fish have to live in water.
你跟他讲说，哇，你知道人间多美丽啊，特别是 Irvine.
So tell him how wonderful life in Irvine.
你要不要到 Irvine 来玩一玩，把你拉上来
？So put the fish out of water to live in Irvine.
但是它没有。在地上生活的生命的话，他一离开水的话，他立刻就死了。
The fish cannot live on earth. The moment out of water, it died.
如果我们没有属灵的生命，没有神儿子的生命，却要去到神儿子所生活的地方去，我们没有办法活的。
So if we don't have spiritual life, don't have the light of sun, we cannot go to heaven to live with him.
所以这个标准就是有或没有第一件事情，如果你有，你就可以享受属灵的一切。
So the standard is whether you have spiritual life. If you do, you can enjoy everything.
但是如果你没有属灵的生命的话，你根本没有办法享受。
So if you don't have spiritual life, you can't enjoy it at all.
绝对不是上帝不愿意让你去。
It's not God will not allow you.
是你没有办法忍受。
Because you cannot tolerate it.
如果真的许可没有属灵的生命的人去天堂的话呢，我可以很有把握的说，他一定会从天堂里面逃出来的。
Without spiritual light going to heaven, you probably try to run away from heaven.
因为太苦了。
Because it's such a tough life in heaven for non-spiritual person.
好，接下来我们再来看，这里讲到说，你如果是信主的人呢，还是要审判的。
But even though you're a believer, you'll be judged too.
这个审判呢，是根据你属灵的生命丰富呢，还是贫穷？
That's according to your spiritual life, rich or poor.
如果你的属灵的生命丰富的话，这就是你自己的奖赏。
So if you're rich in spiritual life, you'll be rewarded.
如果耶稣基督的生命很稀少的话呢，那这个就是你的惩罚。
If Jesus' life is poor in you, you'll be punished.
我们用很属世的思想来想一件事情。
From worldly way of thinking.
如果说这个地方大家都很有钱，
if it's a well-to-do area,
穿的都很漂亮的衣服，
so you clothes nice,
但是你呢很贫穷，你穿了破破烂烂的衣服，
and you're poor, you came in rags,
你在这样的环境里面你舒服吗？
So you feel comfortable under the circumstances?
如果在天堂的话，如果去的人都是非常的富足，非常的丰富，基督的生命非常的丰满，你却是一个穿着破破烂烂，基督的生命非常细微的，你坐在当中，你在天堂里面永永远远，你会舒服吗？
If you're spiritual poor among the spiritual rich in heaven, will you be comfortable there?
很苦的。
Well, you won't feel comfortable.
就是在地上很短暂的时刻，大家聚一个钟头，你穿得很破的衣服，你都觉得很不舒服了。
So rag among the riches,You feel uncomfortable.
更何况永永远远。
Just for an hour, but imagine in eternity like that.
他说：“因为我是人子。”
Because I'm son of man.
我跟你一样，我在肉身当中活。
So I live, I came as in flesh.
这个就是他的审判的方法。
So that's how he judged.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有确据？你有没有把握？我属灵的生命真的是在丰满的当中。
So are you certain, rich or poor, in your spiritual life?
所以你注意看耶稣的每一个日常的生活里面，你注意看，你就可以对照出来，到底我是丰富的还是贫穷的。
So compare the details of Jesus' life on earth, then you will know you're rich or poor in your spiritual life.
好，末了他说，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来。
Do not be amazed, for time is coming when all who are in their grave will hear his voice and came out.
我们刚才读经的是刚前面他讲说时候将到，现在就是了。
So you would be judged right now.
那个是讲到说神儿子要说话的，神的人使人要听见神儿子的声音，是现在就是了。
So you need to hear his voice now.
但是这里二十八节所讲的是讲到世界的末了的时候。
But verses 28 is about the end of life. It's about the end time.
他说时候要到。
For time is coming.
这个是指的主耶稣再来的日子。
That's about second coming of Jesus Christ.
他说凡在坟墓里面的都要听见他的声音。
When all who are in their graves will hear his voice.
所以有的人认为说这个死亡呢，一死就一了百了。
So some people think there's nothing after death.
但是这里告诉我们不是这样子的。
But it's not so according to this verse.
当他再回到这个世上来的时候呢，所有死的人呢，真正埋到坟墓里面的这种死的人呢，都要起来。
For time is coming when all who are in their grave will hear his voice.
在末日的时候，他说行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
所以在这里说行善跟行恶到底是什么意思呢？
So what's the difference between rich and poor?
主耶稣曾经对人说，因为有一个少年人来跟耶稣说，良善的夫子啊。
So one rich man came and said, Rabbi.
良善的夫子，耶稣说，在这世上只有一个是良善的。
Why do you call me righteous? There's only one righteous in this world.
所以行善的意思是什么意思呢？在这里。
So what's the meaning of being righteous?
乃是用基督耶稣的生命去所做的事情才叫做行善。
So you compare to Jesus' life.
但是这里讲到说，不管你是行善或行恶，你们都要复活。
You will come life doesn't matter.
所以这个复活呢，只是让你回到有知觉的。情况。
So come alive.
所以不是一死就一了百了的。
So it's really nothing after death. You need to, you will come to life.
每一个人都必须为你自己所过的这一生，你必须面对，必须要负责任的。
And responsible how you live your life.
如果你没有得着生命的，你就被咒诅离开了神。
If you don't have spiritual life.You'll be banished from God forever.
那这个就是叫做地狱。
To hell.
你如果得着基督的生命的话，也要审的。
If you have spiritual life, will be judged again.
你是丰满的呢，还是贫乏的
？Whether you're rich or poor.
所以基督的生命在你里面有多少，那个就是你的奖赏。
So your spiritual life compared to Jesus, that's the standard.
所以也就是没有人能够夺去的。
So nobody can avoid it.
但是呢，也要知道，如果是贫穷的话，也没有办法改变的。
So you are poor, you can do nothing about it.
所以，要思想那个属天的事情、属灵的事情的话，要尝试用这种角度去思想，你在那个永恒的日子里面，你要怎么样过剩下的时光
？So you have to think about spiritual life, eternity, to spend the rest of your life accordingly.
好，我们在这里回来看最后一节，他说我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。
By myself I cannot do nothing, I judge only as I hear.
我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
And my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
所以在这里你有没有看到前面讲说父不审判什么，只把审判的权柄交给他，可是这里又说 我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
So earlier it said Father doesn't judge, but right now it said I judge only as I hear. I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
所以我们看见父跟子的关系，他们是三位一体的神的里面的第一位和第二位。
So that's the triune God, the Father and Son, the first two.
所以不审判，说父不审判的意思就是说是人子跟你来审判你，你和这位耶稣人子呢，你来对照，用这种对照就审判你了。
Son of Father, the Father doesn't judge, but judge through Son of Man, compare Jesus in flesh.
所以主耶稣来到这个世上，第一件事情使死人复活。
So there are two ministry. The first one is raising the dead and give them life.
第二件事情是审判。
The second ministry is judgment.
所以我们在这里知道，生跟死是看主体是谁。来决定。
So, life and death depending on how you look at it.
你跟这个永恒的主体有没有关系？就是决定你是生还是死。
Whether you have relationship with the eternal God, decide whether you're life or death.
有了关系以后呢，我们应该要进入所谓叫做正常和有意义的关系。
So, if you have relationship, then you need to have right and meaningful relationship.
就像夫妻一样，我们盼望有夫妻之名。也希望有夫妻之实。
So just like husband and wife, you have to really live the life as a husband and wife.
这样才叫做正常的关系。
So that's the right and meaningful relationship.
也像父母和子女之间有正常的关系，这样的话就可以享受家庭的快乐和和谐。
So same as father and parents and children, so that you can join harmony in family.
正常的关系是一个活的关系。
So the right and meaningful relationship is alive and well.
这个活的关系呢，不是说我们跟上帝的关系只有礼拜天早上这个时间我跟他有关系。
So it's not just coming to Sunday worship.
在我每天过的日子里面，我都跟他保持良好的关系。
So it's about every day, every moment.
有了这样正常和有意义的关系的时候，我们就活在上帝的面前。
If you have such relationship with him, then you live in front of God.
审判的话是根据标准，所以这个标准是绝对的，这个标准就是这位人子。
So there's a standing judgment, it's absolute, it's about Son of Man.
怎么样的审，就是用属灵的生命来审的。
It's about whether you have spiritual life.
有跟没有的区别。
So whether you have it or not.
如果有的话呢，就接下来又有一个区别，就是丰富还是贫穷。
If you have spiritual life, then the next one for the sender is rich or poor.
丰富的话，那这就是你的奖赏。
So if you're rich, you'll be rewarded.
如果是贫穷的话，这就是你的惩罚。
So if you're poor, you'll be punished.
所以有多少耶稣的生命在我里面，就有多少的赏赐。
So depending on how much life of Jesus is in you.
所以我们这个老我肉体的生命呢，是没有办法享受的，没有办法享受属灵的丰富的。
So the old self cannot enjoy the spiritual life, the richness.
我们一起祷告。
So let's pray.
天父，我们感谢。